You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Are you even in it?
Forward. I can move forward.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Hi.
My God. Season two.
Season two.
Episode one.
That's wild.
It is wild. It is also wild. Like, we're so tired.
Yeah. We got a new fence built today, which wasn't hard work on our part.
Yeah. Looked pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
From our angle.
But we decided to save ourselves a couple grand and tear the fence down.
And dispose of it.
And so, like, that was going to be about $2,000. But then there was this other portion of the cost that I don't think they were going to do at all, which was shovel a bunch of dirt we needed moved in.
Oh, yeah. They weren't going
to
do that.
To make room for the new fence.
Like, 3 months ago when we were like... We'll tear it down ourselves.
We'll just tear it down ourselves. What's the big deal?
We'll shovel some dirt. Like, don't even worry about it. Yeah, we're going to get
it
done.
It's going to be so easy. It was hard.
It was hard. It was like, it was easy, but it was a lot of work.
Yeah. And then we rented a U-Haul to take away all of the old fence to the dump. And then we had like a life-changing experience at the dump.
I will never recover. Because when I have been to the dump, like if you, I imagine it's like this.
In cities.
Is it only in cities?
Yeah, like that's what the dump was like when I was a kid.
Oh, my sort of. God.
No, like, no, I take that back.
You like, take that back.
I grew up in a tiny town with about 1,500 people, and we didn't have, we lived in the country, not even in the town, and we didn't have garbage pickup.
Right.
And so we would take our own garbage to the dump. And it was back when you could, like, pick and root through.
What do you mean?
So, like, you wouldn't, like, root through people's, like, bags of dirty, gross garbage. But, like, there was, like, a metal disposing area, glass, aluminum, glass recycling, all these different areas, like, motorized things. So when I was a kid, we would, like, put our garbage in the truck and we would drive to the dump. And then my brother and I and my dad, like, we would stand in the back of my dad's truck and huck our bags of garbage into the hole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But then you got to, like, drive over to, like, the glass recycling area. We would, like, chuck bottles out of the back of the truck and it would smash and that'd be cool. But then there was also an area where you could, like, look at stuff, like the old lawnmower section. So, like, my mom always had a joke that my dad would, like, come home from the dump with more than he took. Because, like, that's where, like, he found a old go-kart frame.
Oh.
And he brought that home and he fixed it up and he put a lawnmower motor on the back. And
of
we had
course,
a go-kart.
That's what you do.
But that wasn't our experience today.
I'm a city kid. And so when I've been to the dump, you, like, drive up and, like, everyone's really friendly and they're like, what do you got today? And you're like, oh, just some household garbage or, you know, things that won't go in your black bin.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, go over to this area, toss and go.
Toss and go. And it's, like, big, giant metal bins.
And it's, like, you're like above it on containers. A platform, and so you throw it into the bin. And somebody's there to greet you, and they're like, okay, go over to number three.
There's, like, all different bins, but then there's also, like, a metal recycling area. So it is kind of, like, what I grew up with the different areas. It's just the main landfill part was that we experienced today.
Yeah.
Was also a portion of the dump that I would go to.
Yeah, so this man was like, no, if this thing is a fence and nails and boards and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, it's filled to the top. It was a 10-foot truck. He was like, no, you got to take it to the main landfill.
I thought he said take it to the industrial disposing area, because that's what we had in our head and that's where we went next.
Yeah, then we got told in no uncertain terms that this was the wrong area.
So we went to the main landfill.
We were transported to another place on this planet. You see those videos where, like, it's a third world country and there are residents of this country climbing through bags of garbage, picking at it, and there's seagulls everywhere.
Yeah, the seagulls were insanity.
And he's just like, yeah, just over there's fine. And I was like, over where? And he's like, just right there.
So we like, and it wasn't a hole. Like when I was a kid, I was throwing a bag into like a big dugout hole.
Oh.
This was like, because but then it fills up. Like,
yeah.
So this was like a mountain behind us.
Yeah.
Not like the Rockies where we live.
No. And then we were like, where do we put it? And they were like, just right here.
Like, I couldn't understand. Like, in my mind, I was like, am I chucking it? And then the guy was like, this like funny, like, I don't know, dump guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, he's like, then the machine comes and pushes it. And like in the time span, it probably took us 30 minutes to unload the truck. Like those digger or backhoes, whatever they were, plowed like a whole area. Well, up the mountain into itself.
Yeah. The amount of
like
garbage and the amount of like stuff that could have been composted, recycled,
yeah, like organics.
Yeah, it was all
paper.
People are trash is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they are.
And a few times I just kept stopping and looking up and not seeing an end in sight. And the beeping of the machines and the cawing of the seagulls and the...
Like, there was probably 2,000 seagulls.
That's like...
Maybe more.
Yeah.
And there was, like, maybe 3 of these, like, plows that were just pushing the garbage into itself over and over and over again.
It felt like post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. And then, because, like, the workers are in, like... they're in, like, high-vis, like, jumpsuits.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught in that.
And they've got, like, glass. Like, I still feel like I've got, like, dump, like, in my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dump in your nose. Dump in my lungs. Yeah. Dump in my heart. Like.
Yeah, it was bad.
I never want to contribute to garbage again. But, like, I'm going to become one of those people that's, like, garbage-free by 43. That's going to be my new slogan.
Yeah, like, I think it's interesting. The kids' schools are trying to be, like, garbage-free. But nothing is garbage free. And so our kids' lunch kits come home with all their old wrappers and peelings, and like they're not allowed to put anything in the trash. So the school sure doesn't have anything to get picked up to go to the dump, but it's then like their granola bar wrappers are then going in our garbage. So it's the same thing. It's still
I'm
going to the same
start
place.
Going to like a bulk place, like Bulk Barn.
Yeah,
and getting my own ingredients and making my own ingredients, making my own granola bars.
Oh, it's tough. They're never as good.
Okay, well, you know what? I've seen things and I'm a new person.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get beeswax wrappers that are I'm going to wash them.
Yeah, it's wild. Like we, I think, do really well with composting and recycling.
Like as a household?
As a household,
yeah.
Yes. Not as a humankind, no.
Yeah.
The ozone is disappearing. Anyways, it was wild. We'll talk about it.
So we're not here to talk about our fence or...
the dump.
Yeah. But now we have a brand new 2 of our 3 sides fence done.
Yep.
And it looks really snazzy.
I know.
Like, is this adulting?
Yeah.
Paying for a fence?
This is adulting. I know. Our landlord wasn't going to pay for it.
No, because it's us.
I know.
Oh.
And our renters suck.
Yeah. Because it's also us.
Yeah. And okay. The 2 kids, they don't even have jobs. Okay, season 2, episode 1. Don't take my love away.
Oh, weird. Okay.
I know. I don't know why. September 15th, 1997.
So I just started grade 7.
I just started grade 9 here in...
Yeah.
Grade 10.
You just started?
September 1997.
Yes.
No, I moved here in August of 1996, and that was grade 9.
Oh, I so think. It's grade 10.
Yeah. So did you not start grade 8 then?
No. I was on the same year as the year.
Oh, clever.
Like in 97, I started grade 7.
Huh. So you're 3 grades behind me? I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah. Like, does it change anything?
But only 1 year in real life.
Okay, well, we can't all be as advanced as you. Sorry.
Okay. Annie and Eric, those are two characters.
Yep.
Decide to celebrate their anniversary by renewing their wedding vows. Like, if I'm ever to do this, it would involve getting married again. But like, okay, so the gist of it is that they didn't. Actually, it's not the gist of it because we don't know. They never explain why the wedding didn't go as planned.
Well, we know it's because Eric's family and Annie's family were fighting to the point that the wedding almost didn't happen.
Yes. And they were saying like this was the beginning of the Camden. And then they said her maiden name and I didn't catch it. Did you?
Jackson.
Jackson feud. Like, plan better. Like, you don't just get to renew your... Okay, you've already been married once and the wedding didn't go as planned. And so you're gonna plan a renewal.
Well, we need to
on
back
a whim.
Okay, but we need to back up and talk about why.
No, I know, but I just feel like plan.
But nobody listening understands.
Well, maybe it's on a whim. They should have been talking about this for 7 episodes.
You're right. So we need to talk about the whim. So the reason it's a whim.
Wait, what's on my face? Oh, it's this.
Whoops! The little.
The dongle.
Okay. So Eric's tippy-tapping away on his file laptop computer, which is the size of an encyclopedia. It's so thick. And he's typing away. And this woman comes in. We learn her name is Nora. And she's like a little shy, unsure about, you know, how to start talking. And Rev is like, oh, like... come on in, you know, how are things? And she's like, well, my anniversary's coming up on Saturday. And then Eric is like, oh, mine too. Annie and I have been married 20 some years. And oh, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do yet. And then he kind of looks at her and he's like, oh, well, I forgot.
Well, because she says, yeah, it's just been like really tough since James was murdered. And then he's like, oh, my God, I forgot.
I just wrote Anniversary Thunder Stealer from The Widow. And so, who are you looking up right now?
I was looking to look up the murderer. And
oh, God, he's terrible.
Yeah, he is. But also, I'm looking up the girl because it said, or the woman, Nora. It said special guest star. So, her name is Lee Taylor Young. What is she?
Like, why is she so special?
I don't know. That's why I was like, oh, maybe she's in, like, a bunch of stuff. But... she's not.
Okay. Well, so we find out through this conversation that...
oh, sorry. She was in that Passions show. Do you know which one that was?
Oh, yeah.
It didn't age well.
No, they really get a lot of like soap opera type special guests.
Yep. They do. She was also in a bunch of movies and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Okay. Sorry.
Continue. Okay. So she's like, it's been 3 years since James was murdered and... you know, because the murderer was a youth, I wasn't able to see him in court. And I've been sending him a letter every week for 3 years, like asking to meet him.
Yeah.
Barbara. And I said, hello, harassment. That was my note.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, he shouldn't have murdered your husband. But like, can't she be asked to stop? So anyway, letters. And she was like, I've asked my lawyers, I've asked his lawyers, I've worked with all, like...
oh, she said, I've talked to everyone from his social worker up to the governor.
Oh, and nobody can get him to talk. He refuses.
But maybe Eric can.
Yeah, if anyone can get him to talk, Reverend Eric Camden can.
Like, that's... like, I just hate this about him.
Like,
about...
was the murderer a church member? Was it one of the pot-smoking youth that he tried to save?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I just hate that Eric is always... I guess he's a savior, and that's what the fucking show's about.
Yeah.
So...
yeah.
But I hate it.
Yeah.
Mostly because I hate Stephen Collins.
Yes. But it's important. So that kicks off the start of almost the whole episode.
Yeah.
Or the main themes, because now Eric, so she leaves, and then Eric's sitting there thinking to himself, oh, it's my anniversary. And we can only imagine the internal dialogue is, oh, we should renew our vows. I should ask her to marry me again, because she just, this woman lost her husband, and, you know, what she wouldn't give.
What would happen if somebody murdered Eric and then him and Annie couldn't do that.
Yeah. So we find out early in the show that he doesn't have his car because it's in the shop.
First thing he says is that his car is in the shop. And then there's nothing about it again. Other than
I think that was the reason he ran.
It's the reason he ran, but like...
Like, couldn't he have just had his car and just responsibly driven home?
Yeah, like, yeah. So that's why the whole thing that they made him run, I was like, oh, there's going to be something crazy like later on in the episode because they only have currently one car.
It's no...
The van was in the shop.
Yeah. So Eric leaves the church, runs Forrest Gump style as fast as he can.
I was under the impression the church and the house were right next to each other this whole time.
But they've driven to church. There's been talks of them, like, all getting in the car and going to church.
Yeah, that's fair. You're right.
I think it's like, it feels like a common, like, the church and house would be connected.
Like, the kid...
I think
that's
more like a Catholic church. Like, I don't know.
There's a kid I grew up with, and his dad was the, like, church guy at one of the churches in town.
Yeah.
And the house was on
the
same...
Not the dump guy.
Not the dump guy.
They don't, hopefully, live in the same...
Yeah, they might.
I hope not for their sake. So, Eric goes running. Simon gets wind that Eric's on his way home and he has something urgent to talk to Annie about.
Yeah.
And so he starts gathering all the children. They all come into the kitchen just as Eric busts into the house, slides down on one knee and says, "Will you marry me?"
He power slides like my son does.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably... he also gets holes in his
jeans.
Pants.
Yeah. His slacks.
Yeah, and so Annie, tears in her eyes, says yes, and they kiss, and all the kids are like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, and it's the last weekend of the summer, mm-hmm. and everyone's got plans to see their significant others.
Yeah.
Okay, do we want to, like, wrap up this juvie thing?
Yeah, it's okay. Terrible.
So I have a question. If you commit a murder as a juvenile... Or a crime as a juvenile. It doesn't have to be a murder.
Right. Okay.
But one where you're going to be in jail, like, you're not still going to be a minor. Do you move to, like, an adult prison? Because he went to juvie. It said the juvenile detention center right on the...
Yeah.
In their B-roll.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think that guy was still a juvenile. And second question, two parts.
Okay. I have two answers for you.
Second part is it different in certain states?
I'm sure.
And in America specifically, is 21, under 21, are you still a juvenile?
Because you vote at 18 in America.
Okay. So you can vote at 18. You can't drink till you're 21.
Yeah.
You can murder at any age.
Any age you can murder.
Okay.
To be clear, you shouldn't, for legal reasons. That's just a joke. But I think if you are... tried as an adult, if you are charged and tried as an adult, I've seen, like, documentaries and heard podcasts where the issue at hand is that if you're 15 and charged and tried and found guilty as an adult, you will go to an adult penitentiary.
Ooh, that's
which
not
is
great.
Not great when you're 15. Mm-hmm. And so I imagine that he was charged and tried as a youth, and that's why he's in the juvie.
But so then
I think when he turns 18...
You would go to an adult prison?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
But you're right. That actor was for sure 27.
And he... So,
on
okay.
the time of filming.
So Eric is like, yep, I'm going to do it. And so he finds out that this kid's, or whoever he is, what he's really missing in prison for the last 3 years was, like, a burger and fries and a milkshake from a fast food joint.
Yeah.
So he goes and gets that, shows up, and first of all, they would have never left him alone in that room with him, like the guards.
And the guard says, like, you let me know if there's any issue. It would be my pleasure to deal with this sicko or
whatever.
Yeah.
And so Martin shows up, and yeah, he is played by, I just had it up on here, Cliff Dorfman. And I don't know, it doesn't really say, like, what else he's been in. A few movies. Oh, he was in 14 episodes of Entourage.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? So he was in Beverly Hills 90210, 6 episodes, and so was the chick I was just talking about.
The Passions girl?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not in a lot of stuff, like one episode of Blossom.
Yeah, it's because he's one a episode terrible of actor.
Baywatch.
What's his name in real life?
Cliff Dorfman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is he alive still before I bash and die from like an accidental fentanyl overdose or something?
No, look, no.
Okay. So Eric is just like, comes in, tough cop act right away. And Martin is like, yeah, you want me to talk? I ain't talking to nobody. And then he's like, my parents beat me and I didn't have a dad and I did drugs. You know, there's no fixing me. I don't need nobody. And oh my God, are you doing math?
Yeah. He was 29.
Oh my.
And it was filmed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, that tracks. Yeah. So he's like going on and Eric's like slamming his hand down and being like,
I don't care. Or I'm sorry that you had a bad life and a bad mom and no dad and da 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 da.
But you shouldn't have murdered someone.
Yeah.
And
you changed this lady's life forever.
Yeah. And then Martin like lifts this paper bag and dumps out all these unopened letters. First of all, the jail system would open every one of those letters and test it. But anyway.
Yeah, maybe she's been sneaking him in drugs this whole time. And he didn't even open them.
Opportunity. What a loser. So Eric's like, you haven't even read them. And Martin's like, not after the first one. And then Eric leaves.
He like gets real mad.
Gets real fired up.
He like smashy slams and storms out.
But then Martin just sits down and eats his burger. And I just think if you're incarcerated, like, I just don't think that they'd be like, okay, yeah, you need another 10? You just eat your burger. Finish let us know when you're done.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Because
I've never been to juvie, so.
Same. So then, conveniently, Martin does say he now wants to meet Nora. He's got a change of heart all of a sudden. I don't know. It's like a day later.
Yeah.
And he says that he's only going to meet him on
Saturday,
which is the day of the wedding vow renewal.
Yeah.
And Eric's just like, well, I'll make it work. Eric.
Like, put your wife first.
This was your idea.
Yeah.
You didn't put your wife first from the very beginning because you didn't plan it very well. Like, the whole thing is stupid.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to leave her and go to juvie to talk to Martin.
Yeah. And he tells Annie, he's like, okay, I got to go. You know, he's going to talk to... I don't know what I meant to write, but I said, of course, the nursery is only available to see Nora on Eric's wedding day. The murderer, maybe I meant?
Murderer, yeah.
So
lawyer.
I don't know. So Annie's like, okay, I'll wait for you. I won't get started without you.
I would be pissed.
Noted.
You got to go to juvie.
When we're married for 20 years and then decide to renew our vows, I will not put somebody else first that day.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So Eric and Nora show up. Nora forgives Martin.
Oh, yeah. And then Martin's like, I ain't asking for anyone's forgiveness. And then she like turns around and leaves, except it's awkward because she has to hit a button and wait for a guard.
Yeah.
So she wants to like storm out, but she like storms to the door.
Then it's like,
hits boop. The little button, burp. Waits a minute, and then leaves.
Yeah.
And Eric's like, she's not forgiving you for you. She's forgiving you for her.
And then in like a matter of 10 seconds, Martin has this like aha moment. And then he asks Eric, do you think God will forgive me?
Right. And he's like, I can only hope. You can only pray.
Yeah.
Oh,
like gross. Okay. So the kids gather in the kitchen. Eric runs in and asks Annie to marry him because they didn't have a big wedding. Their wedding fell apart. Da 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 da. And all of the kids are like, ew, no.
We're busy. This is our last weekend of summer break before school starts.
Yeah. Matt is still dating Heather.
Yeah, Matt got a haircut.
He sure did. Mary is still dating Wilson. Lucy's still upset about Jimmy Moon.
Yeah, he's still dating Ashley.
Yes.
And
then Ruthie is upset because Simon is maybe moving out of the bedroom to the attic.
Yeah, so we find out that Annie is renovating the attic so that Simon can have his own room. Because, you know, he's going into junior high. He needs his own space. What would kids say if they found out he was sharing a bedroom with his sister?
Yeah. I mean, when you've got five kids, sometimes they have to share.
Like, yeah.
Did you and your sister share a room?
Never.
My brother and I shared a room, I think, till I was 9 or 10.
Hmm.
And then I went to the basement.
I would have loved it, but my sister was too cool.
Right.
So, but do you want to talk about Simon and Ruthie?
Yeah.
No, Ruthie and, yeah, and Simon. So, getting a new room, we talked about it.
And then Matt and Ruthie concoct this, like, plan so that Simon won't want to move out of the room.
Yeah, because Ruthie is too scared that she's going to miss him and she's never going to see him anymore.
Yeah. And so Matt tells Ruthie to tell Simon that there was, like, an old lady that lived in the house before them and she died in the attic.
And haunts it.
And her ghost comes out at night.
Yeah. And so it works. He's spooked. He's, like, scared up there.
Yeah.
And then Annie says, you know, why don't you just stay with Ruthie 6 more months? I think it would mean a lot to her. And he's like, yeah, I think it'd mean a lot to her. Like,
did you catch, though, when she, like, sits Simon down and she's like, no, Simon. She's like, the old lady that lived here died in Florida.
Yeah.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Random, but okay.
Okay, and then Lucy is upset about this whole Jimmy Moon and Ashley situation.
Yeah.
And Mary is upset because, so if you recall, Mary was hit by a car in the final episode.
Big accident. Major trauma.
Yeah. She had a huge surgery on her knee. So she's still on crutches with, like, a brace around her knee.
Yeah.
And she tells Wilson, it comes out that her and Wilson had made a plan that she was going to work really hard at physio and be off the crutches by the time school started. But school's starting real quick here and she's not going to be off the crutches. So she's mad and she's doing that thing where you're, like, mean to your partner because you're upset about something that has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
She's, like, pushing them away.
Yeah. But I think it comes out that she's scared of giving up her crutches because she doesn't want to fall.
Yeah.
And get hurt. And she doesn't know if that'll mean she can't play basketball. And it's all tied in. So she's being a total B to Wilson.
Yeah.
The whole episode. And we don't know why until the end.
And Lucy is, like, distraught over Jimmy Moon and Ashley.
She calls to leave him a message and his voicemail is like, hey, it's Jimmy Moon. I'm not here right now. Leave me a message or call me at Ashley's.
Like, does he have his own personal answering machine?
Yeah, he probably has his own landline in his room.
Yeah.
And then I do feel like it brought up, like, a nostalgic memory of, like, you'd have to change your memo, your voice message, if you needed to let someone know, like, how otherwise to get hold of you.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? It was a commercial for a long distance plan. And it was like, now, like, long distance is, I don't know, more affordable. But it was like somebody calling and you could, was he calling collect?
I don't know.
I'm missing it because it was like, I'm missing the point. But it was like, he was like, hey, Dad, it's Bob. Heather had just had her baby. Everything's great. Hope you're doing well. Bye.
Oh, I do remember this. He tried to, like, get the message in the, like,
in the window
in the window of,
if it's like
whatever,
the first minute is free or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he'd hang up and he's like, oh, that was Bob. Yeah. Heather's doing well. She had a baby. That's what it reminded me of.
That's
but
funny.
She decides she wants to invite Jimmy to the vow renewal wedding.
Yeah.
And
she, like, somehow also invites Ashley.
Well, because Jimmy's like, oh, but you know Ashley and I are together now. Is she invited?
Right. Right.
And she's like, oh, yeah, sure.
Sure, whatever.
And then she calls and uninvites them mm-hmm. in an awkward message because she realizes that, like, no, I don't want Ashley
yeah.
there. And so, they probably couldn't get Mila Kunis. She's, like, in the thick of the
yeah,
70s show, like,
pilots
and success. And, yeah, so... So that's kind of Lucy. I want to like kind of build up to the vow renewal.
Yeah, that's fine.
So should we talk about Matt?
Yeah, he's still dating Heather and he's trying to like make the most of their last week together.
Yeah.
And so he's taking her out on lots of dates and he's like learning some sign language. It's so good.
I will say like, again, it just doesn't look like real sign language.
I don't know.
It does come out that Heather does know how to read lips.
Yeah.
And she is using her voice. Remember at the last episode of the last season, she used her voice.
Yeah.
So I think that's been better. But he is trying to learn American Sign Language. And
so they've got a plan for the last couple
dates.
Like, dates. But like, why didn't... So there's a... So a guy friend shows up.
Yeah.
And I guess she wasn't clear to Matt that it was a male friend.
Right. He's from Canada.
He goes to the same school and they are going to drive to school together. So he's going to be there for a couple days and then they're going to drive to school to get together.
Yeah.
And they're best friends.
And Matt is just put out.
Yeah.
Like, Matt, get a hold of yourself. Do some reflection.
Yeah.
Get over it.
He's just like, well, she's got another... man in her life. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. And he's like hurt about it.
Also, there's two different scenes where he's on the phone, but he's on the phone with Heather's mom.
I wrote, LOL, Matt's on the phone with Heather's mom.
Like relaying messages back and forth.
Again, things that could be fixed with a
text,
cell phone.
Yeah. Like you could text a deaf person, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Matt rings the doorbell at one point and the deaf friend, I didn't write his name down.
I feel like it's Dave or something.
It was like Dave or Devin or...
Yeah.
Answers the door. And Matt's like, wait, you're deaf too. How did you know the doorbell rang? And then he like rings the doorbell and the lamp flashes in the living room.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if like somebody wrote in and was like, you need more representation or education.
Yeah.
But Heather basically says like, listen, this is my friend. There's nothing to worry about. I care for him. But then at the end... He goes to pick Heather up to go to the vow renewal, the wedding. And Dave, or whatever his name is, the deaf friend, hands him a gift for the parents. But I'm like, this guy's never... What are you doing buying a gift for a vow renewal of people you've never met?
Yeah, like, I think he was just trying to be like a nice gesture, but it didn't come across.
No, I didn't
like
it. I didn't like it.
And then Matt... said he like feels bad and he says, well, why don't we invite him to the wedding renewal?
Yeah.
And then afterwards they'll drop him off and then they'll go have their date.
Yeah.
So he does come around, but
yeah, learning moment.
Yeah. Okay. So then also Eric calls Grandpa Charles, who can't be there because he's on his way out of town on vacation somewhere
with Ginger.
But like, I think if you're doing this huge, like, vow renewal, like, you want everybody around. But
especially if he wasn't there at the first wedding.
Yeah. And so, because so Annie says, oh, she wants to wear her mom's wedding dress. And, like, wouldn't the dad want to see Annie in the dress?
Yeah.
It was, like, a whole thing. And so, anyways.
Annie's like, it's okay. I'll just wear the original dress.
Yeah. Like, I'll fix it up and... Because, we could call my dad, but the dress will never get here.
Yeah.
He's on his way out. Anyways, Eric calls and gets the dress sent. But I don't know. This is what I mean. Like, bad timing.
Yeah.
Plan B.
Yeah. Eric's trying to, like, not only do this on a budget, but with 3 days notice.
Yeah, like, create a moment, but it's
And so
not...
we got the weekly church flowers delivered a day early, and they threw in a bouquet. And then, like, somebody else owes him a favor, so...
Yeah, they're bringing food. No, it's going to be a...
It's going to be a church potluck.
Yeah.
All the church ladies are going to cater this thing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's talk... Actually, we missed talking about Ruthie.
Yeah.
Who wants to wear a tux.
Yeah. So, yeah. what's her name? Annie is like, okay, so we got to get tuxes for the boys and the girls can wear whatever dresses they wore to the last wedding they went to. And Ruthie's like, why can't I wear a tux? And Ruthie's like, oh no, sweetheart. You're going to be the flower girl wearing a pretty dress.
Yep.
And I was like, this could be problematic, but to their credit.
Yeah.
Ruthie gets to wear a tux and she looks like the cutest little thing.
She's so cute. It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a whole scene where she's trying them on and she tries on like two or three and they're so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. But does Matt say something? Oh, no, it's Simon. Okay, sorry.
Oh.
At the very end about Mary and Lucy's altercation.
Oh, okay. Okay. So Mary and Wilson are also like, Mary hasn't broken up with him, but he's like, what's this about your parents getting married? Am I not invited? And she's like, no, I don't even want to be there. Like, she's being so mean to him. Mm-hmm. And then he stops by. Oh, he says, you seem like you need space, so I'm going to spend time with Billy.
I'm going to go spend the day with Billy.
And like, I just thought, like, that's your kid. He should be with you.
And Mary. Like, who's Billy with right now? At daycare?
Yeah, like, well, probably his parents. But, like, it just seemed like a very...
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Fine, I'll go spend time with my son.
Yeah.
My toddler.
Yeah. And then Wilson breaks a window, which also seemed like a really out of place.
Yeah. So he's doing that thing. I don't know if anybody's seen any other movies from the 80s or 90s. But when a boy wants to get a girl's attention, they pick up tiny little stones and chuck them at their front bedroom window.
Yeah.
And he breaks the window with one of them.
Like chips it. Like it's broken, but like.
Like I think it goes all the way through.
Yeah.
And Annie is in there. And Annie, he's like, oh, I'll pay for that. And she's like, yeah, you will. Like.
It's just so random.
It was. Like, it didn't need to happen. Like,
I didn't understand, like, the point of that. But has anyone ever thrown rocks at your window?
No.
Have you ever thrown rocks at somebody's?
No.
Okay, go in the bedroom tonight, and I'm going to chuck rocks at you. At the window.
Olivia probably did that one time when we didn't answer the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what is she texting you? Oh, she's very sweet.
Yeah, she's asking if it's going to be too loud if she has a shower.
Like, your kids are really great because they, like, respect the podcasting world.
Yeah. I mean, if she cranks Taylor Swift.
That'll be nice background music.
I had to wait 15 minutes for a pizza today at Little Caesars. And she was like, well, let's play What Taylor Swift Songs Do You Know?
Oh, I would have just failed it. I do like, though, our neighbors, Connie and Terry, are, like, an older couple with grown children and grandchildren. And they were, you know, helping us clear out the brush and the fence between our houses is the one that was getting replaced. And we got the kids out to help. And he was like, you want me to play some music? And you're like, well, she really loves Taylor Swift. He's like, I've got Taylor Swift. Do you want her new album? And like, before I knew it, we were all cleaning up leaves
to Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's newest album.
It was really fun.
It was so great. Okay. I think we've made it to
the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, are we going to talk about the Fed ill?
Yeah. I thought it was. Was it Fed?
Fed.
Yeah. I don't know.
I should have done a look at, like, did FedEx used to be Fed ill? Or were they just like, this can't be FedEx. Let's just give it a.
Yeah. It was like the logo. It was the colors and everything. It said F-E-D and then I-L on the guy's shirt when the wedding dress got delivered. But, like, just have it say courier or, like.
Yeah. I don't.
It was weird.
It was like, it caught us both. We were like, what's that?
I was like, Fed what?
Yeah.
It was
so
funny.
Yeah, the morning of the vow renewal, Fed Ill gets to the door and gives her a box. And inside the box is her mother's wedding dress.
Yeah.
And her dad, Daddy,
Charles,
says, you know, your mother would have loved this. Like, you should have had this a while ago.
Yeah, sorry, I can't be there.
But, like, also be there. But anyway, it was last minute. Who knows where he was?
Yeah.
So she gets her mother's wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are wearing their dresses, and they are miserable. Yeah. And Ruthie's in her little tux.
Yeah, Lucy and Mary are in these, like soft pink, but it's like, what material is that?
Like
where
chiffon.
It's like chiffon, like shiny? Is that chiffon?
Oh, no, it's like a, like, not silk, satin?
Satin, maybe, yeah.
Satin with, like, a chiffon sleeve, not sleeve, but like shoulder and accent.
Like, so like obviously Lucy and Mary were like bridesmaids or flower girls in a wedding recently.
And this is the dress that they have to wear.
Yeah. So Lucy and Mary have been at each other's throats like the whole episode, bickering about their boy problems. And like Mary is saying things to Lucy like, just get over it. And you know, Lucy's saying, you've got a boyfriend. What are you complaining about? And it's a whole thing back and forth the whole episode.
Oh, my God. Lucy tries to get out of going to the wedding by saying like, it's not that I'm not happy for you. I just don't need your eternal happiness shoved down my throat when I'm alone.
Yeah.
Like my God.
We're 14.
She's 13. I don't think she's 14 yet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So they're in the like room waiting, like they're all dressed.
Yeah.
Waiting for the rest of the family to show up to walk down the aisle. And they start bickering real bad.
Real bad. Throwing insults.
Yeah. And it starts with just like fighting about these boyfriends, and Lucy says, my boyfriend's smarter than your boyfriend. And Mary's like, no, he's not. Like I had to tutor him. And then Mary does say something along the lines of like, you shouldn't just look at boys for their looks or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Cause she's like, you have a boyfriend and he's good looking or
something.
But then Lucy says, at least he knows not to be a teen father.
Yeah.
Oh, it is going down.
So then Lucy like puts up her dukes.
God, I'm going to put a still in like on Instagram because it is so funny.
It's the funniest thing.
And she's like, oh, I could take you. And she's like, yeah, crutches girl.
Come on, crutches girl.
And she's like, I don't know. I could fight you with these crutches. And then they go at it.
Yeah, they end up like, so Lucy shoves Mary and she's like, drop your crutches. That's what she yells, drop your crutches, girl.
Yeah.
And then she does drop the crutches and they end up like both down on the ground, rolling around, smacking each other. They rip each other's hair pieces out. And so then Matt, Ruthie, Simon, and Annie get like bust into the room and Matt goes down to like grab them. And Annie's like, no, leave them. Like, they got to fight it out.
Yeah, like, I don't know about that parenting choice, but.
And so then they stop and they look over. And Matt just, like, fixes his collar and he's like, dad's on his way. Let's go.
Yeah.
And Annie says, what did she say? Do you girls feel better now?
Yeah. Did you use it out of your system? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they walk down the aisle disheveled.
Yeah, but Mary
ripped outfit.
But Mary doesn't have her crutches,
nope.
And Lucy's helping her.
Yeah.
Lucy's her crutch.
Someone just slammed a door.
Yeah.
There's a big hockey game on. I hope it's going okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll double
check. Who is it? The Penguins and
the Blackhawks.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just have this like storyline in my head that Mary did such a good job wowing the producers of the show with her stunt of being hit by a car.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, please go to Instagram and or TikTok because it is there and it is incredible. Uh-huh. Although TikTok did that thing where they put that little like
they blurred it out
and it says this like, are you sure you want to watch it?
Yeah, sensory. They censored it.
We've been censored. And so I feel like they were so blown away by her stunt skills.
Yeah.
They were like, do you think you two could handle a fight scene? And they had to get like a fight coordinator in because
yes,
they're like rolling around and
yeah. So they get down to the end of the aisle and Simon is standing there and he like nudges his dad like, hey, bro, and says, you missed a great chick fight.
Shut up, Simon.
These are your sisters.
Yeah.
Stop sexualizing.
Just stop.
Stop.
Just shut up, Simon. I'm going to get a shirt that just says, shut up, Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yay. And we don't actually hear the vow renewal, but they are looking in each other's eyes. Annie mouths, I love you to Eric. Eric has tears in his eyes.
Fade to
show's
black.
Over. Oh, and Happy's there with a bow tie.
With a bow tie, yeah.
So that's also pretty cute.
Yeah, both Happy and Ruthie are exploring their
gender expression.
Gender expression.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well,
yay.
I think this started off with like a. I actually would have pictured this scenario storyline as a season finale.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I liked it, though. Matt got a haircut like that.
Yeah.
Annie. I just said Annie's looking fresh. I don't even know what I meant by that.
Her opening scene. That's yeah. You turned to me and said,
Annie's looking fresh.
Yeah.
She's looked really good.
She did.
All right. What do we got happening next week?
It's called See You in September.
Oh, because this would have taken place in August, I guess.
Well, September 17th is what I think I just said.
No, but like when would it have taken 15th. Place?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because school's about to start. But I thought school in the States starts really early.
Like in August.
Yeah. And they're
ours
done
kids
in June.
Don't go until September to June.
To the end of June. Mm. Whereas I feel like my friends on Facebook who live in the States, their kids are done like early June.
Yeah.
And then even May and go back like early August, like right after a long weekend. Anyways, Annie and Eric can't wait for the kids to go back to school, but they're no sooner out the door than they are home again and in trouble. Yeah.
I like that the little still image is Ruthie with a backwards hat on.
Yeah, she's gangster.
My God. Well,
yeah,
we did it. I feel like we're tired and a little bit like foggy brain.
Yeah.
Because we like Saturday we tore down the back half of our fence and shoveled a whole bunch of dirt and we had friends helping us and it was incredible. And then we both had to work Sunday, like long days.
Plus Thanksgiving.
It was Canadian Thanksgiving. And then Monday we tore down the side fence and did a ton of like yard prep work.
And loaded that U-Haul.
And loaded the U-Haul. And then
we dropped the kids off at school.
Yeah.
We had to go pick my car up because I drank wine at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
From my mom.
Which is great. I supported it. Yeah.
And then we had to go to the dump.
Yeah.
And now I'm like.
And now I feel just in disbelief at the state of our world.
Yeah.
Like I knew there was garbage. I knew it went in a landfill. But I.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I don't even have words.
Now you have a visual.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great.
And if you think about it, like even in order for us to become like minimalists now that we've had like this life-altering experience, where does this all this crap go that
it
we
lives
have?
Here forever. We're the never landfill? Getting rid of it. No.
This is how people become hoarders.
Well, on that note, have a great night and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.